Hi, this is Eric Casto with Global Reach Ministries and Four Smiles Productions. We're in the School of Acts, and we are in the Gifts of Healings module. And I tell you what, we're in the power gifts, and the gifts of healings, wow, what a unique operation of the Holy Spirit. And so I'm so excited to get into this. And my prayer, and we're going to pray, we might as well just pray right now, but my prayer is that when we get to the end of this module, that there's going to be a new capacity in you, in me, to begin to believe for these gifts of the Holy Spirit to function. And our prayer isn't just, Lord, I want these functioning in me. Our prayer is, Lord, let these functions come back into the earth in strength. I believe that Jesus is coming soon. I believe that before he comes, there's going to be a mighty power push of the Holy Spirit. That's why we're going into this. I want there to be a capacity in your spirit to begin to pray in this revelation, to begin to hunger for it to come into the earth, not just in your life, but in your church, in your nation, in global Christianity. And I believe that we can begin to pray and all of a sudden God sends some power gift down upon someone in Australia, someone in China, someone in Mongolia. We don't even know it, but we began to operate in this realm of the Spirit of God, calling these things out of heaven to come down upon the earth and to seat into these operations into the body of Christ so that they begin to flourish and that souls begin to come into the kingdom of God. And that's the end desire. That's the goal of all of this, is that people would come to know Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. So let me pray. Heavenly Father, open our ears, open our eyes, open our hearts to receive the Word of God, to see things we haven't seen before, things that have been so clearly right in front of us. But this time we went slow, we began to listen, and you began to teach on a new level. We desire this. So Lord, come and sit down into this class right now and teach us. You are our healer. You are Jehovah Rapha. You declared it. And you said, I will take sickness out of your midst. So Lord, we want to learn from you in this session. In Jesus' name we pray, Heavenly Father. Amen. Now, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Concerning the gifts of the Holy Spirit, there is one called, and it says, to another, the gifts of healings by the same Spirit. Now, Howard Carter from London, England, in his book called The Questions and Answers, he says this, the gifts of healings are manifestations of the Holy Spirit in the sphere of disease. Lester Sumrall, in his book called The Gifts of the Holy Spirit Study Guide, he says one of the most exciting gifts from heaven, the gifts of healings, have to do with the supernatural imparting of God's healing power to human beings. And as we approach this, I want you to kind of see kind of this picture. I want to paint a picture. In the beginning, when God declared, let us make a man in our image, in our likeness, he reached down into the dirt and he began to mold the body. He gave man a body that was made out of dust, made from the earth. Because of sin, because of Adam and Eve's rebellion, the Bible that says that Satan became the god of this world, and the end result was death, and in the process of dying, there comes sickness, disease, destruction. And so when it comes to healing, and in this case, we're studying the gifts of healings, I want you to see that these gifts are targeted by the Holy Spirit for man's body. Now, because they come in the power of God, we often will say, wow, that was a miraculous healing. And there's nothing wrong with that. But in the specific sense, it's healing. And when we get into this, we're going to see that there's a lot of different types of sickness, a lot of different types of disease. And the human body suffers so much, yet Jesus is still the healer, and the Holy Spirit has a healing operation for each sickness, malady, disease that could ever attack the human body. And in this point, let me close with this point. When a human being is forming in the womb of the mother, and such a beautiful place, inside it's dark, but on the outside you have the mother, she holds that baby, she loves that baby, she's never seen the baby. But inside, according to Psalms 139, there's a forming happening. In that secret place, God is knitting the parts and putting everything together. And every one of those parts was written in the book, the Bible, the Word of God. When God said, "Let us make a man in our image." The gifts of healings are designed specifically to deal with man's body, with his mind, in order to restore man to the original image. When Jesus was healing the multitudes, what was happening? The power of God was coming down and restoring man to that image of God. Oh, pretty exciting. So now let's go to the manual. Let's begin to look here. The gifts of healings are spiritual endowments that heal. In John chapter 5, verse 4, we see a wonderful example of God, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, who sends an angel who ministers the Lord's healing power into a pool of water. In this specific or special operation, only one person, the person responding first, was made whole of their affliction. The gifts of healings in Jesus' ministry, unlike the operation of special healing at the Pool of Bethesda, healed every sickness and disease amongst the people. We see these operations, these same operations, though in a more limited fashion in the ministry of Peter, whose shadow brought healing to those lining the streets of Jerusalem, or with Paul, who was praying over handkerchiefs. The anointing in this gift seems like it's a tangible presence of God that can be stored in fabric, such as Jesus' garments, Paul's handkerchiefs, or even deposited into a pool of water. Now, we're talking about the gifts of healings. And before we continue, let's just chew on this a little bit. When we talk about the Pool of Bethesda, the Bible says when that operation came down, it was the first person getting into the water that was healed. It didn't matter what their infirmity was. They were made whole. Now, that is amazing power. But it was limited to one. So people were waiting. The power of God began to stir. The Bible says an angel came down and was administrating this power of God. And so I want you to keep that in mind when it comes to the gifts of healings. I really believe that there are angelic ministries that have assignments that come from the throne of God in this healing ministry, and they're stirring that healing power of Jesus into into people. Now, Jesus, on the other hand, he wasn't limited to just healing one. He was the living, manifested pool of Bethesda. When he showed up and he began to teach, multitudes of people began to come. They began to listen. And then that power of God would come down, and it was the Holy Spirit without measure. And he just began to minister to people. They would bring crippled people, throw them down at his feet, the Bible says, and he would minister to them. And all of a sudden, they weren't crippled anymore. Oh, here's a blind person. He touched their eyes. They weren't blind anymore. A deaf person. They can't hear. He would touch them. Oh, they're not deaf anymore. It didn't matter what the infirmity, what the sickness, what the malady was. There were people that were maimed, meaning there was a part of their body that they were damaged, and maybe missing fingers or a leg that got trampled by a cart or something that fell over, a tree fell on them and crushed their legs, and they were maimed. Well, they took these people and brought them to Jesus, and he just simply ministered to them. That power of God, the gifts of healings came, were operating, and guess what? They were not maimed anymore. They were restored to the image. What is it about this healing presence of God that Paul could pray over handkerchiefs and send the handkerchiefs out, and when they laid them on people, the presence of God, that healing operation, would go into them? Or Jesus' own clothes. People said, well, you don't have to ask Jesus. You can just touch his garments, and when you touch him, you're going to be healed. Can you imagine? Jesus is such a healer. I mean, this is going to be a blessing. You got to get this. Jesus, everything about Jesus is healing. Everything about him is healing. And these people knew it. If we can just get close to Jesus and just touch his clothes, his healing mercy is going to come out of his clothes, and it's going to make you completely whole. The Bible has a lot of examples. And that healing virtue, it was even in Peter's shadow. You talk about unique, but Peter's shadow had this vibrant presence, this warm, glorious presence of Jesus, that as he walked down the road, people said, you don't have to talk to Peter. You don't have to stop Peter. Just let his shadow touch you. Now, this is amazing that as we get into this, you want to keep all of this in front of you. Be thinking about it. Now, let's continue. The actual Greek words for this charisma operation are in the plural, meaning gifts, plural, of healings, plural. Howard Carter described this gift as a clump likened to grapes on a vine, simply meaning that the clump was healings and the individual grapes of the clump were for specific ailments. Now, let me just pause. Think about it. The Greek terminology, it doesn't sound right in English, because in English we always say gifts, plural, of what? Healing. Just meaning healing. But that's not what the Bible says. Gifts of, plural, healings. And so, I really like what Howard Carter is saying here, because there are so many different categories of disease. Well, you've got pulmonary, you've got cardio, meaning your heart or your blood. Then you have muscular, then you have your skin, then you have your eyes, your ears. There are so many different classifications in this system called the body. I mean, the body of man is an amazing work, but there's a lot of different areas that can be sick. And so when you take from these grapes, there's a healing for the category of the hearts. There's a healing for the category of what? The mind, the skin, the bones, cripples. And I really like, I like this picture that he paints, grapes on a vine, and the different grapes, different gifts of healings that cover different diseases. Now, in my own personal experience, growing up in the church, growing up in the charismatic renewal, being around a lot of different healing ministries and seeing the power of God manifest, that I've noticed that you could go to a meeting and the evangelist would pray for the sick, but then there was always, it was like there was one particular sickness they just had a fierce, bold faith towards, and almost always that sickness in their meetings would be healed. Now, that doesn't mean that the Lord wasn't healing other people, but it was almost like one of the grapes from that vine, one of those specific gifts, was so manifest in like an endowment imparted into that minister of the Lord, that when someone with that ailment would come before them, they just would have such confidence. And, you know, the Jeffreys in England, they had a confidence, just some kind of a special endowment towards arthritis. And they could have a room full of people with arthritis, and that boldness would come on them, and people that came in shriveled up, crippled, would leave walking out completely restored. And while that power was in operation, I've heard that it said you could hear bones popping and clicking back into place as the healing power of God was restoring man back to the original image. Wow, my goodness, that is something else. And you know, I can remember people like Norval Hayes. Norval was another man that ministrated healing, and he would pray for a lot of people, believe for him, but he just had a special gift for hearts. And I was in a meeting once, and he began to talk about it. You could sense the authority and the presence of God come so strong as he began to talk about hearts and pray for people with heart problems, where you could almost see the Lord coming in and putting new hearts into people. As we go on here, I'll be honest with you. I can't explain everything about the Holy Spirit and how he ministers. But the purpose of this book, the purpose of this lesson, is to stir you up to hunger to know the Lord and to be a student of his word and of his ways. This gift, the gifts of healings, is the epitome of God's mercy for human affliction. Now, my final thought here, before launching into the study, it concerns the Lord's healing mercy. And as we go into this, I really want you just to be thinking about this. This foundation is very important. You know, this whole study is going to flow out of the foundation we're laying in this first teaching. Jesus is our healer who always responds to faith and trust in him. He says he's never going to reject you when you come to him. A bruised reed he's never going to break. Everything about Jesus is healing. Remember, we declared that earlier. When he was on the mountainside, people saw him. They said, we believe he can heal us. He will heal us. We just need to go touch him, touch his clothes. Jesus heals our bodies in a variety of ways, not just through the gifts of healings. The psalmist declared he sent his word and healed them, delivering them from destruction. Healing flows from Jesus, the Word of God, and this study focuses on the ministry of the Holy Spirit and his gifts of healings. And I think it's very important as we get into this that this particular study is focusing on the Holy Spirit. But the Bible says when the Holy Spirit comes with these specific gifts, It's as he wills. But when it comes to man, man has a will too. So man cannot will that the Holy Spirit would manifest these gifts, but does that mean that man can't be healed in another way? Oh, no, no, no. Wait a minute here. Jesus is the healer. And as we get into this, I want you to think about the different ways that Jesus heals. First of all, when you were born, when you were created, he put an immune system on the inside of you. That's a gift. People that don't even believe in Jesus, he gave them an immune system. And so they're out there, they're not even serving the Lord, and they'll get a cold, and a week later, their body is back to normal. That's a gift from the Lord. That's his healing virtue that's already programmed into the human body. And that's pretty good. That's just pure mercy. But you know what? There's also healing by faith in the Word of God. And the Bible has a lot of examples where people were healed because they heard the Word of God and they had faith. And Jesus said specifically, your faith did this. And so when we get into this, don't just close yourself down to thinking you can only be healed one way. Oh, no, no, no. No, this study is going to specifically focus on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And it's wonderful. But always remember, Jesus is our healer. And so always seek him for healing. Amen. Well, listen, let's begin with number one, and then we're going to have to pick up the rest as we go forward. Gifts of healings. The apostles ministered to the crowd, Acts 2:43. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Now, the book of Acts does not give a specific or any specifics in this passage concerning the signs and wonders that were done. What we do know is that the church, a few verses before, had been submerged into the power of God. Jesus promised to never leave or forsake them, and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit with signs and wonders was one aspect of his presence being with them. Signs and wonders are a part of the package of the power gifts of the Holy Spirit. Miracles and healings, as gifts of the Holy Spirit, are gifts that do something. Whereas the gift of faith, though equally a power gift, is an operation that is a receiving operation. In view of the wording in this passage, the Lord's apostles were doing, which would exempt them from the gift of faith. They weren't receiving. They were administrating this power out into the harvest. Remember, the one who receives the gift of faith receives that power of God operating on their behalf. Healings and miracles, on the other hand, are administered by the Lord's servants in an outward flow of the Holy Spirit. And so, these guys, they were baptized in the Holy Spirit, and they're going out with the power of God, and they are working that power into the harvest fields. And God is moving. Well, listen, that's enough. We're going to pick up with the rest of these in the next session. Let me finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, we receive this word, and we're going to go over it and over it and over it, and we're going to learn. And our faith is going to reach up into new levels, into wonderful glory of God. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now go to our website at www.foursmiles.com. There's more information there. And remember, Jesus is coming soon. We need to be ready for him. He loves you very much, and we love you too. Until next time, God bless you. Bye-bye.